unfolding of it all. What I can say is that I believe this story will touch you on many levels, as a parent, a spiritual seeker, and a fan of baseball. Lou Gehrig is one of the true legends in the history of baseball, and the story of his relationship with his mother and their relationship with Babe Ruth is totally fascinating. No matter how much you already know about their tumultuous relationship with Babe Ruth, you will learn more about their lives. As a baseball fan who had lived in Los Angeles for more than 10 years, I had always admired Tommy Lasorda, the former manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, especially since the time Mark Victor Hansen and I co-authored Chicken Soup for the Baseball Fan's Soul with him. But in reading about how he quickly recognized Christian as a young baseball prodigy and befriended and supported him and his family in so many beautiful ways, I learned so much more about his sweet compassion and deep humanity. I first had the good fortune to meet Kathy when she reached out to me by email requesting a short endorsement quote for her book. After reading the book, I was more than willing to give her a glowing endorsement, which I did. But then, a few weeks later, she decided to sign up for a workshop I was conducting for a small group of people on Maui. Over the 5 days of the workshop, we all fell in love with her. Her passion, her enthusiasm, her love of life, her sense of humor, her authenticity and transparency, her thirst for learning, her dedication to her mission, her sincere support for each person in the workshop, and her seemingly boundless energy. A week after returning from Maui, Kathy contacted me and asked if I would consider writing the foreword for her book. Originally, she thought Dr. Wayne Dyer would write the foreword, until fate intervened. Wayne had met Kathy and her son Christian at the Hay House Writers Workshop in June 2015 in Maui, just 2 months prior to his passing. It turned out that Wayne was also passionate about the subject of children's past life memories and therefore became a big supporter of the book you are about to read. When Kathy met Wayne, he was putting the final touches on the last book he would ever write, Memories of Heaven, a compilation of stories about children from around the world who came here with memories of heaven, memories that reinforce the idea that the soul never dies. Wayne and his co-author, Dee Garns, had collected thousands upon thousands of personal anecdotes about young children reporting how they remembered choosing their parents for this journey, how they had invisible friends that only they could see, memories of past lives, visitations with God, and much more. The experiences described in Memories of Heaven provide clues to an infinite spiritual realm far greater than we can perceive with our five senses. The father of 8 children, Wayne had his own personal experience with a child who came into the world bearing past life memories. As a toddler, his daughter Serena spoke in a foreign language, frequently spoke about her other family, and vividly described planes dropping bombs and wiping out her village. Hearing these odd things come out of his daughter's mouth is what convinced Wayne that we all come here with memories and experiences from our previous lives. I believe it is no accident that Wayne's final piece of work, which was published after his passing, is about heaven. Here are some of Wayne's thoughts on the subject of children's past life memories in an excerpt of his writing from Memories of Heaven. There is a growing body of evidence that is being subjected to rigid scientific examination procedures, which points to the fact of life before life. This idea is now a verifiable conclusion by those who have studied this phenomenon in depth. I have long held that children are much more than just biological beings shaped by their genetic makeup and the environment in which they are immersed. They are essentially spiritual beings who bring with them wisdom and a host of experiences from having lived here in previous lifetimes. Who we are is obviously not these bodies we inhabit. From all that we can gather from what our children tell us, our souls are indestructible, and they transcend time and space in a way that remains mysterious to all of us. I suggest that you begin to view any of the young children in your life as new arrivals from heaven. Communicate with them by asking questions about their recollections. Above all, do not dismiss anything they might say, regardless of how absurd it may sound to you. Make an effort to engage your children in your conversation